This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is an observation to be made here as we get going with the big picture economic news of the day, which is, of course, this morning's report from the good people at the Commerce Department that our trade deficit, President Trump's favorite economic indicator, you might remember. Anyway, it grew last year to a record $621 billion. That is, we imported $621 billion more stuff, goods and services, than we sold abroad. Here, then, is the observation that for all of those hard-earned American dollars we send overseas, we get stuff in return. There are goods and services other countries make that we want, so we buy them. Global trade. The often overlooked point, though, is that the trade deficit isn't some kind of profit and loss statement for the American economy, a report card. And it's not in and of itself a cause for concern. In fact, the trade gap last year was largely driven by a strong domestic economy. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
President Trump talks about the trade deficit kind of a lot.
We have a trade deficit with almost every country in the world.
We have a massive trade deficit with everybody, but we're changing it.
We racked up trillions of dollars in trade deficits, also known as losses.
We are going to start whittling that down and as fast as possible.
So the fact that the trade deficit grew nearly 13% just last year.
By his own standard, the higher deficit means he's failing and that we're losing and that other countries are taking advantage of us.
But Doug Irwin, an economist and trade historian at Dartmouth College, doesn't actually see it that way. He says it's natural, expected even, that the trade deficit increased last year.
In general, what we've seen throughout U.S. history is that when we have a booming economy or a growing economy, the trade deficit tends to either stay the same or grow.
And they tend to shrink during recessions. From 2008 to 2009, the trade deficit fell by nearly half. Counterintuitive as it may seem, the growing trade deficit last year was driven by how strong the U.S. economy was, especially relative to big trading partners like the European Union and China. Catherine Mann is the global chief economist at Citigroup.
Consumers are buying more because they have higher income, because there's strong labor markets, and because they got a little bit of a tax cut. That makes them able to consume more, and some of it falls on imports.
Same thing with business.
Business is producing because labor markets are tight. They got a little bit of a tax cut, so they import intermediate products so that they can produce goods to meet the demand in the domestic economy.
And for economists, this is all very, very predictable. They saw this coming a mile away. If the U.S. really wants to reduce the trade deficit, it should save more, says Carl Tannenbaum, chief economist at Northern Trust.
One of the reasons we have a trade deficit is that, on average, our consumers spend a lot more of their income than foreigners do.
Saving. Huh. Not as fun as spending, but Tannenbaum says it'd make households more stable in the long run and reduce the trade deficit. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
One last bit of context on this morning's trade gap number, a reminder that it's the total value of goods and services that we buy and sell overseas. Tracy was talking about goods, that is actual tangible stuff that blew out our trade deficit. Well, here's the deal. The interesting part is that we've got a trade surplus in services, have for decades now, actually, of which we sell a bunch overseas.